This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Are broadcasting live here this morning, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Good morning to everybody out there. My name's Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in, of course, for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live on this Monday morning from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world and via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. And once again, welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And of course, as always, we want to give a shout out to all of our active military, all of our veterans out there, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, and of course, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you. And of course, our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done. We got our FedEx, our UPS drivers, we got our bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys who are hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel. And we've also got, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers, Amazon drivers as well. They're out there delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow the program on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on Gab, on MeWe. You can find the Captain on Truth Social, on Getter, and he's also on Twitter, @CaptainsAmerica. That's @CaptainsAmerica. And don't forget the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And, of course, our temporary call-in line for this morning is going to be 949-629-3222. That's 949-629-3212. And we do want to hear from you. And by the way, tomorrow morning at this time, you'll be hearing from Captain Matt himself. He's going to be back live in studio, and I know everybody's going to be very excited about that. And as you know, the captain always recites the pledge at the beginning of each hour, and we're going to do exactly the same thing. And I invite you to recite it with me wherever you are out there along the highways and byways, wherever you might be. Let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, as you know, Captain Matt emphasizes those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, of course, to go to our top story, which we did talk about a little bit with the captain earlier last hour, and that is that it's turned out to be a very, very tragic day in the Washington, D.C. area and, of course, in Virginia, because a Cessna Citation aircraft crashed with the pilot on board. You had a young woman. You also had a two-year-old girl and the girl's nanny as they were returning home, I believe, from an event. But the situation is such that we don't know exactly what happened aboard that aircraft, only that it was unresponsive and that triggered, because they were in the D.C. area, the airspace there, which is a no-fly zone, by the way, for any kind of unauthorized air traffic, and that did trigger some F-16s, four of them from two different locations, to be scrambled. They're always on alert. They were authorized to break the sound barrier in order to intercept this aircraft, and that's what caused the sonic boom, which did actually rattle, no pun intended, some of the people in the area, and they had to put out a statement saying this was an authorized DOD flight. But again, we don't know exactly what happened with this aircraft. Right now, the working theory is that there might have been a depressurization of the aircraft, and that might have caused some medical issues, hypoxia, for those on board, including the pilot, of course. And the plane, of course, went on to crash in the mountains of Virginia. The NTSB will be looking into this, but it's a very, very tragic thing that has happened. It was not a national security issue from what we can tell, but obviously the aircraft are there in order to be scrambled just for that kind of reason. This, of course, is following 9/11, even though that was now some more than 20 years ago, the U.S. Capitol is still obviously under surveillance and under constant protection, as well it should be. President Biden, we understand, was playing golf at Andrews at that time, I believe, with his brother. And so, obviously, any kind of incursion creates all kinds of issues, and the military responded absolutely appropriately to this. They tried to get a message to this plane, tried to make some kind of contact with it, but nobody ever responded. They even used flares and so forth, trying to get their attention. There was no act to actually shoot down this aircraft, we understand, because it did in fact crash. It looks like it descended at about 20,000 feet a minute. According to the husband and father whose family was on the airplane. He owns a company called Encore Motors of Melbourne Incorporated, which is based in Florida, and he himself is also a pilot, we understand. What a horrible, tragic day for him and his family, no doubt about it. Our thoughts and prayers go out to him, of course. And folks, when we come back, we'll tell you more about some of the different news items that we're looking at this morning. And we want to hear from you, 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extend Your Voice. Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know, we understand that looks like the Directors Guild has announced a deal with Hollywood producers here from some of the DGA issues that they've had here, the strike that was going on. So it looks like they might be getting in line here, hopefully, to get some of this stuff cleared up here pretty soon. And your favorite TV shows might start coming back more easily. But at any rate, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in, of course, for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we roll across your radio dial. And we have so much to tell you about here in this part of the program. And before we get to our different stories here, I want to let you know that this part of the program is being brought to you by the good folks over at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course, his company. Mike Lindell, of course, has the MyPillow 2.0 that's brand new. We've got the Giza sheets, the slippers, the towel sets. And by the way, you know, my family, we all use the towel sets. And I don't think we're ever going to buy a different kind of towel set ever again. These are it. This is the towels that you want. This does everything you need it to do. And we're very pleased with the MyPillow towels. We're also pleased, of course, with the MyPillow slippers. You know, Mrs. Professor has her pair of slippers. I have my pair of slippers. We sort of exchanged gifts on that. And we sleep on the Giza sheets every night. We love them. And right now at MyPillow.com, you can save 50% on those MyPillow Giza bedsheet sets, as low as $29.98. That's as low as $29.98. And you definitely want to check them out. You also can find the slippers and the sandals and the sliders. They're going to be as low as $19.98 right now with your promo code. Now, that's the key, folks. Promo code is Captain. That's the promo code Captain. And when you go to MyPillow.com, make your selections, find out what you like. They've got all kinds of great deals right there right now. Check them out, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And if you want to call a real person, they got you covered there as well. 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. All right. Well, I got another telephone number here for you as well. Our temporary call-in line for this program this morning, of course, will be 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. If you'd like to call the program and opine, we would love to hear from you. All right. So once again, folks, we have so much to talk about as we head through the program. By the way, coming up towards the top of the hour, we'll have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I'm just dying to ask her about what's going on in the Taiwan Strait with these Chinese warship going very close, about 150 yards to one of our warships in that area, again, operating on the high seas, international waters, and the provocative result of this. I'm very interested to hear her take on that. But folks, before we get to that, here's an interesting, I saw this is on Fox News, but it's referencing a New York Times article that talks about Biden's age. And that they say that that he's actually doing quite well, and that he has, quote, striking stamina. So I see this, I start reading it, and I'm just blown away. So this is the article referencing the article. The New York Times is facing ridicule on Twitter after an article on Sunday painted President Biden's old age in a positive light, describing the 80-year-old president as, quote, sharp, fit, and having, quote, striking stamina. Now, just going out the gate here, folks, you know, first of all, age in and of itself is not the issue. I know a lot of different people in different ages and getting up there, quote unquote, in age. But everybody's different. Everybody ages differently. And you might meet one person who's 85 years old and they don't seem to have any of the hallmarks that you might think an 85-year-old person might have. But then you meet somebody that same age, but they have other issues. Again, just everybody's different. Joe Biden, I think, has a lot of issues. Right. And whether he's 80 years old or whether he was 60 years old, if he exhibited all the same issues, people would be talking about those issues, not so much that he would be 60 years old, let's say. So here we go with more of this article. The Times article written by White House reporters Peter Baker, Michael Shear, Katie Rogers and Zolan Cano Youngs, titled Inside the Complicated Reality of Being America's Oldest President, unquote, claimed Biden aides have been purposefully limiting his exposure to the media to avoid any potential gaffes. Quote, the two Joe Bidens coexist in the same octogenarian president, sharp and wise at critical moments, the product of decades of seasoning. Okay, I just got to stop right there. Sharp and wise. Let's go back to the sharp and wise at the critical moments, the product of decades of seasoning. Okay, I just can't get past that. Can you get past that? I can't get past that. All right, the product of decades of seasoning, able to rise to the occasion, even in the dead of night, to confront a dangerous world, the article said. So, okay, you got this picture in your mind right now? You got this picture of Joe Biden rising in the dead of night to confront a dangerous world. Okay, well, I don't know. That sounds like fantasy land to me. Okay, but it continues. Yet a little slower, a little softer, a little harder of hearing, a little more tentative in his walk, and a little more prone to occasional lapses of memory in ways that feel familiar to anyone who has reached their ninth decade or who has a parent who has, unquote. Okay, well, you know, it's just they're being very nice. They're being very gentle. They're being very, very accommodating. And they're trying to put the best spin on it, right? That's evidently their job here. They're trying to put the best spin on this. A little more tentative in his walk. Well, I think that's different than just getting older. He seems to have some issue that is causing this, that is not so much related to generally getting older. I think that much is obvious. And a little more prone to occasional lapses of memory in a ways that feel familiar to anyone who has reached their ninth decade or who has a parent who has. Well, and that very well may be. But here's the thing, folks. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. If Joe Biden was not the president of the United States, what do you think his family would be doing? Or let's just say just any family might be doing. They might be saying things like, well, maybe you need to kind of take it easy. We don't want to push so much pressure on you. All these things that you might do for your grandpa, right? Or your father, right? And then you would try to help them. They would try to help them in their older years. But not with Joe Biden. Oh, no, no. You got to go out there and you got to run for president. And you got to keep going. And we're going to keep pressing you. And you're going to keep doing this. Under other kinds of circumstances, people could cry and they could start to have a really good basis to do this of elder abuse at some point, because it's obvious that the pressure is really taking its toll on Joe Biden, the man. I'm not talking about politics or his policies or his proclivities or what he thinks or what he believes, any of that kind of stuff. I'm just talking about Joe Biden, the person. I think that's the important issue here. Like many his age, the article continues, Mr. Biden repeats phrases and retells the same story, often fact-challenged stories again and again. He can be quirky. Is that what he is? He's quirky? I guess. He can be quirky. When children visit, he may randomly pull a book of William Butler Yeats off his desk and start reading Irish poetry to them. At the same time, he is trim. This is where here it goes, folks. At the same time, he is trim, fit, exercises 5 days a week, and does not drink. He has at times exhibited striking stamina, such as when he flew to Poland and then boarded a 9-hour train ride to make his secret visit to Kiev, spent hours on the ground and endured another a 9-hour train ride and flight to Warsaw. A study of his schedule by Mr. Biden's age shows that he has traveled slightly more in the first few months of his third year in office than Mr. Obama did in his. Well, that settles it. That settles it right there, doesn't it, folks? That's fine. No problem there. Oops, problem solved. Okay, no problem. Why are we even having this discussion then about Joe Biden? Because that ought to just, you know, get rid of any problems at that moment. Okay, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Bottom of the hour break coming up. And we have so much more to tell you about right here on the Captain's America. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. Reports say there was never any danger to the Capitol after fighter jets scrambled when a Cessna violated U.S. airspace in Washington. An FAA release says the small plane was headed to New York on Sunday afternoon after taking off from a northeastern Tennessee municipal airport, but crashed into a mountainous area of southwest Virginia. The federal grand jury investigating former President Trump's handling of classified documents is expected to meet this week. According to NBC News, activity has slowed in recent weeks following months of prosecutors working for Special Counsel Jack Smith presenting evidence and witness testimony. An investigation is underway after more than a dozen migrants from South America were taken to a California church by private plane. Governor Gavin Newsom is working with the Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses and if any crimes were committed. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as it rolls along on your radio dial this morning. And, of course, the Monday morning edition as we are live from our Moss Automotive Family Automotive Studio. You definitely want to find out about our telephone number, I'm sure, and that is 949-629-3212. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. 949-629-3212 is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. And by the way, we're going to be talking, of course, in just a little bit with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And at the top of hour four, that's the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with our good friend Frank Salvato here on the program from undergroundusa.com. So definitely want to stick around because it's chock full, folks. We have a lot to talk about as we go through the overnight hours here this morning. You've got Vivek Ramaswamy, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's out there. He's been making a lot of the rounds. I think he's getting a lot more coverage overall than some of the other candidates that aren't Donald Trump or aren't Ron DeSantis. And certainly, you know, I think, of course, those Trump and DeSantis are the ones that are going to have the biggest recognition right now. But here's something that Vivek Ramaswamy said. Again, he's a GOP candidate. He's an American businessman. That he says about this idea of America first, because we hear about this, of course, tied in with President Trump. He wants to put America first and so forth. Well, he's coming out the gate here and directing right at that phraseology and trying to take away the exclusivity of that phraseology, which is a prime maneuver here on his part, because he wants to be able to get a lot more traction here. But let's listen to what he said. He was on ABC News's This Week talking about this idea of America First and how it's not just a Donald Trump, it's not simply tied to Trump. Let's listen in.
I'm an America First conservative, but I believe that to put America first, we need to rediscover what America is. And I'm seeing the base across this country hungry for that message, and that's how we're going
to
win.
And then speaking of that base, you would have to convince hardcore Trump voters to come over to you. How do you do that? How do you walk that fine line?
I'm very clear with audiences. I said this to audiences in Iowa just this last week. America First does not belong to Trump. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the people of this country. And I think we take that agenda even further if we're doing it based on first principles and moral authority, as Reagan did, rather than on vengeance and grievance. And that's what I'm bringing to this race.
So there you have it, Vivek Ramaswamy. And he's talking about these American principles. And by the way, folks, the number if you'd like to call in and opine is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And also, by the way, this part of our program is being brought to you by the good folks over at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And they're in St. Petersburg, by the way. And they are specialists, obviously, in podiatry and wound care. They have caring hands helping sore feet. Because at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they are, again, looking to be effective, giving individualized treatment to correct a host of foot conditions. Their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. Their highly trained podiatrists are going to be listening to you. That's where they're going to spend most of their time, listening to you and your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, their patients are their first priority, and they strive to provide you the highest quality foot and ankle care available, along, of course, with their amazing wound care. So you definitely want to check them out. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Check them out at advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. I think we got a caller waiting right there on the telephone line. We've got a caller waiting right there on the telephone line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, good morning,
Hello, Elliot.
Ramaswamy and DeSantis. It is. And, you know, let's just see what Trump is going to do. Trump is the, he's out, you know, past the gate. There's no one has to catch him at this point. So I'm looking at Trump right now, and, you know, there's a promising outlook for the Republican Party coming in 2022. You know, Cal, I want to say this here. Senator, if you can give me 60 seconds here. I'm an ex-military man, and I heard John Kennedy speak this morning. John Kennedy, the former Green Beret right down in Florida, thank you, sir, for your devoted service. You know, Cal, in 1973, the last year on that troops list, I heard that bringing an end to the war. Now, I was surrounded by mentors from Fort Bragg, now Fort Liberty. As a combat engineer, I was surrounded by special forces trained helicopter pilots. I trained.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website, heroesmile.com, and tell them the captain said,
you betcha.
you're telling me, Captain Sitch, is right, because HeroesMile.com, and I'm going to spell this because a lot of people are having trouble trying to find it because of the spelling. Heroes Mile is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S. That's Heroes. H-E-R.
Because they think that it's a that it's, you know, it's a tradition, and definitely they want to see it put back the way that it is. All right, I think we got another caller there on the line. Let's listen in here. Caller, are you there? Okay, we have a little bit of issue right there. Let's see what we can do here. And we're having fun, of course, because we have a different phone line for the program this this week. But we definitely want to hear from you, 949-629-3212. And I think we got a caller right there on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hey there, Kyle. This is James in Clearwater.
Hey, James in Clearwater. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, there's other things that benefit from extended seasoning, and that includes pickles and sauerkraut. And as far as being charitable to our president here, I think the best thing to say is he's gravity challenged when it comes to his walking. But it is good to know that commuter Joe can still ride a train at his age.
Okay.
But, seriously, what we have basically, and it's pretty apparent that we have good versus evil going on out there. And it's been 63 years since Madeline O'Hara lied about her son being intimidated by having to pray in school and having to kicked out. And you think about this, three generations ago, that was when cars were first getting on the road from horses, as far as I'm concerned. My dad fought in World War II, and, you know, take a generation beyond him. And what's happening now is no knowledge of the Ten Commandments. There is no knowledge of the Ten Commandments anymore. I mean, people go to church and they hear sermons and everything else. But during that court case, it was ruled that they can't have the commandments up in the school because the students might read it, number one. Number two, they might think about it. And number three, they might act on it. And heaven forbid they should act on thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not steal, or with this race nonsense going on, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Right.
I mean, what we really need to do is get back to some basic education and information on what this country was built on. Initially, the Judeo-Christian values and principles, and that's basically what this show really stands for, without having to go into a, you know, gospel preachy type of thing.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, absolutely.
We just have to really emphasize that. And like St. Francis said, you know, preach the gospel always, and only if necessary, use words.
You're right. Absolutely about that. You know, we're getting ready to head out. Yeah, go ahead, but we're just getting ready to head out to the break. Sorry about that. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, I can take you out with that one, too. But anyway, real quick, it's a matter of, in our own personal lives, getting right with where we need to be. Believe in the power of prayer, because having coming back tomorrow is proof of it.
You're right about that. Thank you so much, James. Call back anytime. We're heading right out to the break, so we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, man. All right, folks, we are heading to the break. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is the Captain's America Third Watch, and welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. And we hope that you're well. And don't forget, our call-in number this morning is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. Do want to hear from you if you'd like to call into the program and opine. It's good to hear from Elliot, and good to hear from James in Clearwater, and we appreciate what he was talking about, obviously. And, you know, folks, it's that time again of the morning, 2:45 and 3:45, when we do the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, as we take a look at what's happening out there along the highways and byways and interstates all across the land, to find out if we've got any issues, to tell our trucker friends or RVing friends and our traveling friends out there right now as we go through the overnights. And again, it's our great honor, our great pleasure to be riding along with you. Right there, in your cab or in your, or in the RV or in the vehicle with you, and keeping you company, and we'll keep you awake and we'll keep you going all the way, through the overnight hours, as we always do here 6 nights a week here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Well, of course, we do want to tell you that if you're going to be in the Reno area, and that's going from Reno up towards Winnemucca, or also Reno out onto the California side over towards Truckee, or maybe up to Susanville, or down through Bridgeport, again, Bridgeport on the California side, down through Mammoth Lakes, all the way down towards Bishop. You definitely want to be aware of this particular forecast that's going on, and that has to do with showers and thunderstorms returning this week. So here we are early Monday morning. This is going to be going on this week. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop each afternoon this week. Storms will be capable of producing frequent cloud to ground lightning, gusty outflow winds, small hail, and heavy rainfall. So definitely if you've got anything outdoors this week in that area, if you're going to be trucking through that area, be aware of that because that can come up just about any of these days this week. So be aware of that. Then we've also got some air quality issues. This is going to be St. Paul, Minnesota, heading over, covering most of Wisconsin down to Milwaukee and down into Illinois towards Chicago. We've got an air quality alert, and this has to do, of course, with some of these fires that had gone on up there in Quebec, smoke from these wildfires up there. So be aware of that. That can cause air quality issues, of course, for sensitive individuals. Then we've got, speaking of Washington, D.C., the sad news that we had of that the family of the individuals that went down in that Cessna Citation earlier on Sunday. But we do have a coastal flooding warning in the area of District of Columbia. This is going to go over as well, over into parts of Delaware as well. This has to do with coastal flooding up to 1 foot of inundation above ground level expected in the low-lying areas. Now, this is going to be due to tidal flooding, so be aware of that. That's going to be in the area of also up until a little bit towards Baltimore as well. Looks like they've got the same thing, and it's going to go down as well, as I said, over into Delaware. So be aware of that. Then we've got, let's take a look real quick here at the rain on the radar map right now. Last hour, we had a lot of rain near Tucumcari. That's dissipating now. We still got a little bit across the interstate between Tucumcari, New Mexico, and then the border with Texas, but not as it was, not as much as it was last hour. It's mostly moving north. It's going to go up towards I-25 near Trinidad on the Colorado side of the border. It's going to stay mostly right now to the east of I-25, but covering a little bit as you come out of Trinidad. That's what's happening there. And then south of Tucumcari down, and this is going to be east of Roswell, down and then moving south southeast down towards Hobbs. So I suppose we do have to give our obligatory warning to any alien spacecraft for navigational purposes. There's rain near Roswell, so we'll just leave it at that. I'm sure that they will appreciate that very, very much. Over towards Wichita Falls, you've got bands of moderate to heavy rain in that area skirting the border there with Texas and Oklahoma. This is going to continue southeast in a band down towards Denton, and then now, again, still about, northeast Dallas area. You've got that not quite reaching quite as far as Tyler, Texas, and I think it was around Nacogdoches just last hour. Now it's over to the east of Nacogdoches, just a small bit of rain in that area. San Antonio, the rain looks like it's moving south from there, from where it was just last hour. So you have that happening. But if you're coming south out of San Antonio and you're going down I-37, you're definitely going to run into that down near Pleasanton. And right now on the radar, it's registering as heavy rain. So do be aware of that if you're traveling in that area right now. That about rounds it out in terms of what we're seeing on the radar map. There's various scattered showers up in central parts of Idaho, but it doesn't look like it's interfering with the interstates hardly at all there. So you should have some pretty smooth sailing. And speaking of smooth sailing, folks, you want to pull on into the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, and you'll feel like you're smooth sailing there, because you're also going to be able to do great things like save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas. You want to check out their My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Once you're set up with that, you can use their Save 10 to 26494 texting advantage here. Save 10, SAVE, the number 1, the number 0, to 26494. Follow the instructions, and you'll be able to save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. So you definitely want to check that out. PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. And you want to be able to get into some summer savings there. All right. Well, just a few moments from now, we'll be hearing from Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And again, we're going to be talking with her, of course, about what's happening with these Chinese warships that are going on, this incident that happened in the Taiwan Strait. We definitely want to hear from her about that. And by the way, folks, of course, the tensions that are coming up with this are really starting to get a little bit more squirrely than before. All right, I think we might have Denise on the line. Let's listen in. Denise, are you there? Okay, I think we had Denise right there, and it looks like we might have just lost her right there. Okay, so that's no big deal. I'm sure we will be able to get her right back here in just a moment. But, of course, again, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, and we're glad to be with you here in the overnight hours here on this program. And, by the way, if you'd like to call in, and if you'd like to find out more about the program, you can go to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page, of course. You can also go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. I do think we have Denise Simon there on the line. Denise, are you there? And once again, we don't seem to have Denise. I do apologize for that, folks. Little technical issue. But we will get her back here in just a few moments. I know that we will. Denise, of course, has a lot to say about what's going on in the world today. And also, of course, I'm sure about some of these national security implications that we have with this particular incident in China. And it's really something. I don't know that this would be going on necessarily under some other circumstances, and we're definitely going to, of course, I think, see exactly what's happening with that here very, very soon, only because, once again, I think they're trying to push us a little bit. They're trying to make sure that they can test us. They're trying to make sure that there is going to be sort of a reckoning, if you will, in terms of how they want to be able to push our foreign policy and our relations forward. I really do think that they do believe that they can do all these things because they've got Joe Biden kind of sized up. Okay, I think we've got Denise Simon there right now. Denise, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Denise. I'm glad that you're there. Sorry for a little technical issue there getting you aboard here this morning, but I was just telling our listeners that I want to ask you this morning, first off, about what you think about what's going on with the Chinese warship in the Taiwan Strait. You still there, Denise? All right, folks, that's one of those things that we have happen sometimes. We're going to head out to break here in just a few moments. We're going to get our technical issue straight here. I don't know why she's not able to connect in here to the switchboard, but we're going to find out. That's one of the things we do in live radio, and that's what we do. Folks, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. Glad to be with you, of course, and we are going to be right back after your top of the hour news, I promise, with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. You don't want to miss it. And if you'd like to call in, 949-629-3212. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100.
ShopSuperTea.com.